I'm Mary Engish, here with gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Happy Mother's Day to all who celebrate.
And to you yourself as well, and to everyone who has a mother.
Thank you. Charlie, I understand you've got a suggestion for maybe kind of an unusual garden plant that would make a great gift.
You know, flowers are a traditional gift on Mother's Day, but I've got a nice idea of a flower I really like. It's called the Japanese iris. Now, a lot of people love growing bearded iris and Siberian iris. Japanese iris is a little bit different, though. It is more of a clumping plant as opposed to the bearded iris. It has these beautiful flowers that are flat with flat petals on them. And when the breeze blows, it looks like those petals move almost like butterflies. Ah, they're just beautiful in the landscape. Another nice thing about the Japanese iris is it blooms later. So you get the bearded iris and Siberian iris is blooming. And then come June, maybe even early July, depending on where you are in the state, that's when the Japanese iris blooms. It's a hardy plant, hardy to zone 4. It grows under similar conditions that a Siberian iris would like. In the spring, it likes a moist soil. It does okay in those kind of conditions, but it could be something that could be streamside or near a pond as a nice addition to that area. There's some beautiful varieties out there with different colored flowers to them. Silver Brand has some lavender colors to it. Great White Heron is a really nice white one, of course. And Pinkerton's a new one that's out that has beautiful pink colored flowers. And a lot of these have mosaics and variegations on the flowers as well. So there are lots of different variety to them. Don't plant them too deep, about 3 inches deep, in either a full sun or part sun location. Nice, well-drained soil, even though it likes to be wet. It doesn't want to have a soggy soil there. And then just let them grow. They're really beautiful to have in the landscape. Nice flowers to have. And they come back. They are rhizomatous, so they will spread a little bit, but I've never seen ours spread very aggressively like some other perennials, but they come back consistently year after year. Give your mom some Japanese irises this year and maybe take her out for sushi.
Oh, here's a question from Susan in Castleton. And Susan writes, I've recently become aware of a seed germination inhibitor called preen. I live within a few hundred yards of a lake, so all water flows from here to there. And I'm wondering, is this a safe product to use in either the vegetable or the perennial gardens?
Yeah, thank you, Susan, for that question. Preen is a pre-emergent herbicide, like you're saying, meaning it kills seeds as they try to germinate. Unfortunately, though, it's very toxic to amphibians and fish, so you do not want to have it anywhere near any kind of waterway, stream, lake, anything like that. I would try some other product as opposed to preen.
Okay. Robin in Willsboro, New York, wrote to you, Charlie, and said, my rose of Sharon doesn't have buds on it yet. Should I be worried? My autumn joy is coming up, also in the same flower bed that faces west. I've tried bee balm, hydrangea, and potentilla. They died after the first season. Any suggestion of what I should put in that bed?
Well, Robin, there's lots of things to worry about in the world, but I don't think you have to worry too much about your Rose of Sharon. If it's been growing there and doing okay normally, it is one of those shrubs that will leaf out later. So come May, even June sometimes, depending on your location, you may look at it and think it's dead, but it actually then will just all of a sudden burst and the leaves will come out. And by August, September, you should have some nice flowers blooming for it. So as long as the soil is pretty well drained, because some of those other shrubs you mentioned, they're like a well-drained, in perennials, like a well-drained soil, it should be fine.
Patience for Robin then. Ed and Mary in East Charleston wrote to say, we're thinking about establishing new raised beds. We've got a one-year-old compost and soil and unlimited access to cow manure. Can you advise on the ideal ratio for our raised beds and any additions? Or we're also thinking of constructing new beds that are 4 feet by 40 feet. Is that a workable size? Ed and Mary also ask, we had blackberries in a raised bed 3 years ago. They started to die back. We cut them and burned them. Is it advisable to try and replant those blackberries in the same area again?
Yeah. Hi, Ed and Mary. So those blackberries, because you're not quite sure why they died. It could have been a disease, insect, you're not quite sure what killed them. I would say if you want to plant new blackberries, it'd be better to put them in a new location, in a new bed. If the soil is heavy, raise up that soil with some compost, maybe some wood chips mixed in. It works out pretty well. So you have good drainage, and that will prevent a lot of those root rot diseases. As far as the raised beds go, when you're building a raised bed, the only real criteria is make sure that it's at least 8 to 10 inches tall and it's about 3 to 4 feet wide, no wider than that. That way you don't ever have to step on the soil to get in and work that bed. So good luck with the blackberries in the beds.
All right. Email your gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen back to this and all the other episodes at vermontpublic.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.